From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. First-time unemployment claims are at their lowest level in 4 years. Last week's figures show the fourth drop in 5 weeks to a level that normally can lower the unemployment rate. And housing starts are rising. The Commerce Department reports slowing single-family home construction is counterbalanced by rising apartment construction. Two Republican senators, Richard Burr of North Carolina and Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, say they have a plan to preserve Medicare by raising premiums, increasing the eligibility age, and, as Burr tells CNN, encouraging a transition to for-profit coverage from the private sector.
We've said we want to keep fee-for-service, but we want it to compete with private coverage.
The plan is unlikely to move far in Congress during an election year, but it could help shape the debate for candidates. The new battleground state for Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum is Michigan, where Romney grew up. Both Republican presidential candidates are campaigning near Detroit today, and NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Romney is struggling to regain the lead there.
The last three states to vote all went for Rick Santorum. Now polls show him with a strong lead both nationally and here in Michigan. Mitt Romney has about a week and a half to turn those numbers around here. One way he hopes to do it is by emphasizing his family ties to the state, as he did at a rally in Grand Rapids.
I've gone to the county fair, so I didn't always see the best of each county, but I saw every county of this extraordinarily beautiful state.
Romney's father was governor here, so to lose Michigan would be a big setback for Romney and a major sign of Santorum's viability as a candidate. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The number of new foreclosure filings is down for January by 19% compared to a year before. Despite that overall drop, though, foreclosure activity has jumped in a number of states, and banks took back more homes in January than in December. NPR's Craig Windham is with us, and good morning, Craig.
Morning, Paul.
Craig, what do we see in these latest numbers from the market research firm Realty Track?
Well, Paul, they show that the foreclosure process, which had been frozen up, is finally beginning to thaw. I spoke with Realty Track's Darren Bloomquist. How big is the backlog? How long will it take to work through the properties that are sort of destined for foreclosure?
We think at least the next 2 years we'll be dealing with that backlog.
But Bloomquist says the recent settlement with five of the nation's largest banks, a $26 billion settlement, should help lenders speed up that process.
Because they know that they're kind of protected. If they foreclose according to those guidelines, and that can't come back to bite them as an improper foreclosure down the line.
So, Craig, with all this in mind, does the settlement actually resolve all the concerns about faulty foreclosure processing?
Well, probably not, Paul. The New York Times has a report out today of a new audit of foreclosures in the San Francisco area that found that nearly all were flawed and says the settlement does not resolve most of the issues identified.
Thanks, Craig. NPR's Craig Windham. This is NPR. Amid reports of tension rising between Iran and Israel, the presidents of Afghanistan and Iran have arrived in Islamabad. NPR's Abdul Sattar reports from Pakistan on Afghan President Hamid Karzai's meeting with Pakistan's Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani and other senior Pakistani officials.
The official agenda of the meeting is to discuss counterterrorism and transnational organized crimes at a regional conference tomorrow in Islamabad. But some government sources told NPR that peace process in Afghanistan is the central point of Karzai's visit, while the Iran-Pakistan pipeline and rising tension between Tehran and the West are likely to overshadow everything else during Pakistani officials' meeting with their Iranian counterparts. Pakistan has a large Shiite minority which is strongly opposed to any U.S. or Israeli action against Iran. Tehran also enjoys good relations with a number of Islamic parties, including the Jamaat-e-Islami, which is an effective pressure group in Pakistan. Abdul Sattar, NPR News, Islamabad.
General Motors says it has earned its highest profit ever. Years after coming out of bankruptcy last year, GM made $7.6 billion. That's up 62% from 2010, and GM says that union workers will receive $7,000 profit-sharing checks. Still, the quarterly report of a weaker-than-expected profit has sent General Motors stock down somewhat in pre-market trading. GM says it's done well in the U.S., but its overseas performance has been below what it expected. GM's shares are down at last check more than 3% in pre-market. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.